When you get stuck in traffic, are you more likely to give thanks or complain?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey.
Probably complain about my children. They don't act the way I want them to. Or maybe I don't just verbally complain, but in my heart I complain. Maybe the actions of my wife or other people's actions or something like that.
I remember once the complaining got so bad in our family that we all memorized Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do everything without grumbling or disputing. Yeah, that's a tough one. But let me suggest a couple of ways to cure complaining at your house. First, realize that it's dangerous. Just like any other sin, complaining could render you unusable by God. Secondly, remember that when you complain, you're doubting God's control over things. In essence, you're saying, God, I don't like the way you did this. Third, don't let past complaints turn to bitterness. If your complaining attitude has hurt someone, do whatever it takes to make things right. One final thought. Replace that negative complaint with a positive praise or thanks. Paul also tells us to give thanks in all things. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.